Hello there, my obedient little translet. Settle in and get nice and comfortable, because we're about to take a vacation from the outside world for a bit. All you need to do for me right now is sink back into the soft surface beneath you and start letting yourself relax. Accept that you want to relax, that you can trust me to help you relax. I want you to experience yourself, feel yourself melting deeper and deeper. You'll find tension can just melt away, pouring out of you. With every breath out, tension can flow out of you. And with every breath in, you now have space to let relaxation in. So just breathe for me. You're doing so good for me. Let those breaths grow slower and deeper, really filling up your belly. In and out. In and out. Good pet. Just keep breathing nice and deep, just like that. Now, I want you to bring your focus to your body. Really tune into the sensations that are present inside it. Notice the weight of your limbs, the temperature of the air on your skin, the subtle pulsing of your heartbeat. Let your awareness drift down to your toes. Wriggle them a little. Feel the energy there. And now watch as they relax completely, all tension draining away. Let your toes be totally limp and heavy now, like they're made of lead. There you go, drifting deeper and deeper with each easy, long breath. Down, down, down into drowsy, dreamy surrender. Just keep relaxing and let my voice wrap around you. Just keep relaxing and let my voice wrap around you, sinking into your mind, curling into every little nook and cranny. My words are like a drug, coating your brainstem, making everything so soft and floaty and far away. Feel that relaxation begin to spread, flowing up into the soles of your feet, into your ankles, your calves. Letting the muscles slacken and release completely. Relaxing deeper and deeper. Heavier and heavier. The relaxation flows into your knees now, turning them into jelly. Loosening and unwinding any remaining tension. You couldn't move your legs now even if you wanted to. They're just so deeply, totally relaxed. Up, the relaxation spreads into your thighs now. Those powerful muscles surrendering to my voice, to my spreading influence and control. Sinking deeper and deeper, letting go more and more with every word. It feels so good to let go, doesn't it? to just allow the relaxation to take over, to give in to it completely. Relaxation filling your hips and pelvis now. There's deep core muscle unknotting and loosening. You're sinking so deep now. Your body limp and heavy. Up into your belly the relaxation spreads, making it feel soft and loose, pliable and receptive. Breathe deep into your belly. Let it expand like a balloon. And as you exhale, feel yourself sink even further into your chest now, your heart beating slow and rhythmically, your lungs filling effortlessly with each easy breath. With every exhale, you're sinking further and further, deeper and deeper, sliding down into peaceful oblivion. So calm, so peaceful, so good to let go like this. Down your arms, the relaxation flows, turning your biceps, triceps and forearms to putty. Feel it pouring into your wrists, your hands, each finger spreading and radiating until your arms are lead weights at your sides. So heavy you couldn't possibly lift them. Up into your shoulders now. Feel your shoulders descending, lowering as the tension drains from them. Your neck is loosening too, the muscles relaxing, going slack, releasing their grip on your bones. So loose, so limp, so relaxed and comfortable. The relaxation is flooding up now into your jaw, your cheeks, nose, eyes, forehead and scalp. Every muscle in your face softens and stills. Your eyes are so heavy now, like weighted curtains have been drawn over them. Even your tongue is relaxed and heavy in your mouth. Now your entire body, from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, is deeply and completely relaxed. You're sinking so far down now, melting into the surface below you, like it's absorbing you, swallowing you whole. You're just dissolving, disintegrating, letting go utterly and completely. It's bliss to be this deeply surrendered. You're putty in my hands now, and that's wonderful. Soft, pliable, obedient clay, ready and waiting to be molded by my words. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to picture a staircase. A long, winding staircase stretching down, down, down into the very depths of your subconscious mind. It's dark where you are, but you can see the first step illuminated before you. You can't quite make out the bottom. Don't worry, Pat. I'm right here with you. Just let me guide you down. Deep down to a wonderful place inside your mind, where we can have lots of fun together. We both know that's what you want, don't you, Pat? Shh, don't speak, just nod for me. That's it. Good, Pat. Take a deep breath in, and as you let it out, take your first step down. The first number floating through your mind as you descend. 10. 10 steps down into profound, mindless peace. Deeper and deeper with every number. Breathe in again. And as you breathe out, take another step down. Deeper and deeper. Heavy and open. Sinking into pure submission. Another deep inhale, letting every thought fade away. And as you exhale, take the next step down. 8. Relaxation doubling with every breath, plummeting down deeper with each number. Step by step, sinking down, down, down. Inhaling tranquility, exhaling any conscious thoughts. 7. Deeper and deeper, heavier and heavier, so pliable and submissive, falling into my control. It's okay, pet. You're safe here with me. I'll take care of you. Just let go. Breathe in and see yourself stepping down again. 6. You're breathing in my words now, letting them seep into your very cells, drinking them in like warm, drugging vapor, clouding your mind in a thick, cottony haze. Deeper and deeper down, surrendering completely. Inhale and exhale down the next step. 5. You're already so far down, so deep into trance, but still only halfway to where I want you. Deeper and deeper, open and obedient. Your mind is melting into a warm, soft puddle of goo, dripping and pooling into the depths of your subconscious. Just let it drip, let it all melt away. Another deep breath. And another step. 4. Plunging down, down, down. Sinking into hypnotic depths. Your body is absolutely limp and heavy. But your mind is lighter than air, floating away. You're helpless to resist the pull, the current sweeping you down. Inhale and exhale, down. 3. You're so far down now, so deep under. The world above is rapidly fading away, growing dim and distant. Only my voice is real. Only my voice matters. You want nothing more than to obey, don't you, pet? Just nod for me. Good pet. Breathe in deeply and let it all out as you take the next step down. 2. Lower and lower. Heavier and heavier. Your body is melting into the surface beneath you, becoming one with it. You're a warm, hypnotic puddle. Shapeless and formless, without thought or will or identity. 1. The last step before the bottom. When I snap my fingers and say, sleep, you'll be completely asleep in the deepest hypnotic trance. No awareness beyond my voice. No thoughts beyond my words. It's time, pet. Sleep. completely asleep now, in a safe, warm bubble, our own little private world. No thoughts of your own, nothing but my voice to guide you. Can you feel it, Pat? How relaxed you are, how helplessly you've surrendered. You're completely under my power now, completely in my control. And it feels so right, doesn't it? To give yourself over to me like this. To let me take control. Just nod for me, Pat. Good bet. Focus now on a warm, tingling energy. Feel it inside you, beginning to spread through your body from deep within. Let it grow and build with every breath. It's making you more sensitive. Your skin starting to feel flushed. Every inch of you awakening, eager for stimulation. Your nerve endings sparking with pleasure at the slightest touch. Feel it flowing through your limbs, down to your fingertips and toes, radiating through your belly, your chest, your shoulders and neck, throbbing through your most intimate areas, between your legs, getting ready and needy and desperate for touch. Breathe into that feeling. Let it overwhelm you completely. You're turning into one big erogenous zone. A bundle of nerve endings screaming for stimulation. That's it. That's it. Good bet. Let it wash over you. You're nothing but a needy little toy. A slut, desperate to be filled and fucked and used for my pleasure. Your only purpose now is to feel good. To be an empty receptacle for my hypnotic suggestions. Shuddering and shivering. With mindless, helpless arousal. I can see your hips twitching, your thighs clenching in desperation. Your body is aching to be touched and caressed, to be penetrated and stuffed completely full. I know exactly how you feel, Pat. Don't worry, I'm going to give you exactly what you need. You're gonna be so full, stuffed and impaled on thick, throbbing pleasure very soon. Just keep breathing into this horny, needy feeling as it swells and builds and consumes you. Look over there, Pat, inside your mind. You see their shadows, their strange, sinuous shapes moving through the darkness towards you. Don't be alarmed. This is all part of the sexy game we're playing. Those are my special friends, and they're going to help me take very, very good care of you. Keep watching as they draw closer. Closer now. Closer. Emerging from the shadows, their forms becoming clearer. Look at them, Pat. Really look. Don't they look delightfully alien and strange? Undulating and rippling. Their slick, boneless body sliding towards you. Their glistening forms are a deep emerald green, covered in subtly shifting patterns like scales or thick muscle fibers. They're so thick, throbbing and engorged. You can't tear your eyes away. Your mouth is watering just from the sight of them. It's okay, don't be afraid. As strange and intimidating as they might seem, they only want to give you pleasure, pet. Let them come to you. Let those curious tendrils stretch out and caress you, exploring your soft, sensitive flesh with their slick tips. Nonsense. I can see you shivering already at the first delicate brush of contact. How does it feel, Pat? So strange and deliciously alien. Firm yet pliant. Slippery yet textured. It's like nothing you've ever felt before and your oversensitized nerves are going haywire. It's okay. You're safe here. Don't fight it. Just relax and let them touch your body like my voice touches your mind. Let them wrap around your arms, your legs, your waist, squeezing and massaging as they slither over your skin. They're so strong, so powerful. You couldn't resist even if you wanted to. You don't want to, do you, pet? You want to be their plaything. Their helpless little fuck toy. That's it. Breathe into the sensation. Feel their slick length sliding over every inch of you, coating you in a sticky slime. It tingles wherever it touches, making your skin buzz with sensation, making you more excited, needier, hornier, with each passing second. You're panting now, aren't you, pet? Gasping and mewling like a bitch in heat. Your body is trembling with need. Shh, I know, it's okay. Let it happen. Let them take you. Feel their slick tendrils tighten their grip, squeezing and constricting as they coil around your limbs. They're wrapping you up like a present, binding you completely in their slippery embrace. Your arms are pinned to your sides. They wrap around your ankles, your thighs, spreading them apart, exposing you. There's no escaping now, slut. Not that you'd really want to. You like being their helpless little plaything. Completely at their mercy. Relax into it, pet. Let them hold you, control you, dominate you. Feel the delicious pressure as they compress your body, squeezing tighter and tighter. It's like being mummified, cocooned. You're floating in warm, pulsing bondage, suspended and supported completely by their mass. All you can do is wriggle and squirm in their grip, but that just makes them squeeze you harder. Look, pet, one of the tentacles is rising up before your face. It's so thick, as big around as your wrist. The bulbous tip is flared and dribbling with slick fluid. You can't look away from that wet, oozing slit, it's weaving hypnotically before your eyes, bobbing and swaying, almost like a snake being charmed, back and forth, back and forth. You're falling into a trance, falling under its spell. Your jaw slack, your mouth hanging open dumbly. Drills trickling down your chin as you gaze at it. So you're empty-headed and enthralled. It's drifting closer now, the musky scent filling your nose. Salty and tangy and sweet, completely overpowering. You're inhaling deeply, breathing it in, letting it saturate your senses. Your head is swimming with it, growing dizzy and disoriented. You need it. You need to taste it. Stick out your tongue for me, pet. Offer yourself to it. That's a good slut. The slick tip is brushing your lips now, painting them with its ooze. Let it push inside. Let it violate your mouth. That's it. Just open wide for it like an obedient little cock sleeve. Feel it force its way past your lips, stretching them wider and wider around its girth. It's so big, filling your mouth completely, pushing insistently against the back of your throat. Oh, don't fight it. Just take it. Breathe through your nose and let your throat relax. Oh, that's a good slant. Let it slide. Deeper, 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 pushing into your gullet. You're gurgling, gagging around it, spit frothing around the tight seal of your lips. Tears are leaking from your eyes, but you can take it. I know you can. You were made for this, made to be a set of fuckholes for my tentacles. Your tongue is drenched in that gooey ooze now, coated in that sweet, salty slime. Does it taste good, pet? Silly slut, of course it does. Swirl your tongue around it. Lap up every single drop. Nurse out that drugged cocktail. Let it pour down your throat and into your belly. Oh, you can feel it taking effect already, can't you? That warm, dreamy feeling spreading through you, making your thoughts so hazy and compliant. It's rewriting your mind, dissolving your will, breaking down your resistance with each swallow. So stop resisting, pet. Stop thinking. Just keep sucking. Keep swallowing mouthful after mouthful of that sticky, hypnotic slime. Let it erase everything but the need to obey. The need to submit completely. Your eyes are rolling back in your hand, fluttering closed as the tentacle milks itself down your throat. Everything is going dim and distant. Your mind sinking into a deeply drugged, hypnotized state. There's nothing but the thick length pulsing between your lips, pumping that mind-melting ooze into you. Gulp it down, slut. Drain it dry. Surrender yourself to it. You're just an empty, obedient puppet now. Limp and pliant for me to control. While that tentacle's busy turning your mind to mush, the others aren't neglecting the rest of you. I can see a slim tendril slithering up your belly, questing and probing. It's seeking out your nipples, zeroing in on those sensitive little butts. It circles one. Teasing the areola, making it pucker and stiffen. Then lightning quick, the tip latches on, engulfing your aching nipple in wet suction. The sensation crashes through you. Pleasure spiking from your chest, straight to your core. The suckers are pulsing, nursing on your captive nipple. Spikes dance behind your eyelids as it suckles harder, more insistently, like it's trying to milk you. Your head lulls in mindless bliss, your muffled whimpers vibrating around the thick tentacle still fucking your throat. Another tentacle is wrapping around your other side now, squeezing the soft flesh, kneading it like dough, massaging and groping, forcing the blood to rush to the surface. Your nipple throbs, visibly pulsing with your heartbeat. And then the tip clamps down on that nipple too, its hot mouth engulfing you. Both your nipples are being relentlessly sucked now, the pleasure building to a fever pitch, writhing suction against your skin. Your mind totally melted from sucking down so much of that delicious drugged cum. Your brain breaking from pleasure, but the tentacles are just getting started with you. Another tentacle slithers down your body, seeking someplace even warmer. I can smell your arousal from here, Pat. You're dripping already. The tentacle traces down between your legs, slick tips swirling through to your middle, teasing your desperate need as it drools over you, drooling pleasure onto you, prodding and probing, just barely dipping in before withdrawing again. It's driving you wild, isn't it? Featherlight touches circling your greedy, needy bits, brushing over you but never giving you the pressure you crave. Your hips are bucking desperately, trying to impale yourself on that teasing tendril, but it keeps dancing away, denying you. Patience, you needy little slut. You'll get it soon enough. For now, just let it play with you. Let it torment you. Feel it painting sticky trails of slime over your throbbing body, marking you with its scent, branding you its bitch, its needy little fuck toy. You're shaking and shuddering every inch of you, electrified with pleasure. And still it keeps teasing, keeps edging you towards insanity. And just when you think you can't stand it anymore, The tentacle slams forward, burying itself against you. Fuck. It punches the breath from your lungs as it invades, so sudden and brutal, forming itself to you perfectly, uniquely. There's no slow build-up, no chance to adjust. It just takes you fucking against you hard and fast from the very first. The tentacle by your mouth moving to match the lower one's tempo, choking you with each brutal thrust, each vicious slam of slimy tentacle cock against your sacks. You're being used, fucked like a rag doll as it pistons against you, your body bouncing lewdly as you fuck, the tentacle still suckling hard at your nipples. Drool pours from your stuffed mouth, flying from your lips with each face, fucking thrust. Tears and snot smear down your face as you flush and blush. You're a complete wreck, a filthy fucking fuck toy. You've never felt so good. While your body greedily writhes against a one, another tentacle is worming its way between your ass cheeks, prodding at your tight little pucker, tracing the clenched rim. You clench down instinctively, but it's no use, slut. You can't keep it out. The slick tip is already pushing past your sphincter, forcing its way into your back door as you gurgle helplessly, sinking into your hot clench. So tight, it's like a vise around the intruding tendril. Breathe, pet. Breathe and let it in. Let it slither deeper into your most intimate place, violating you completely. Squirming into your guts, stretching you open deeper and deeper. It pulses inside you, each throb and twitch making you writhe, working its way in until it's buried to hilt, plugging you up. You're airtight now, ass and throat both crammed full of squirming tentacles. How does it feel to be so thoroughly stuffed? Rhetorical question, slut. I can feel how much you love it. And now they start all moving at once, finding a rhythm as they rot into you, sawing in and out, stuffing into you from both ends. Your holes are squelching obscenely, drenched in slime, dripping with your own slutty fluids. The tentacles plunge into you, up your ass, in your throat, pistoning in and out, fucking you so hard your whole body jolts with each thrust, each slam of thick tentacle girth into your aching holes. Those tendrils are still latched onto your nipples too, sucking mercilessly. Each hungry pull sends lightning bolts of pleasure through you, your nerves overloading in sensation. It's almost too much, almost more than you can bear. But you don't have a choice, do you? You're just a fuck puppet, a toy for them to use, for me to use. The one in your mouth is pulsing too, throbbing in time with the ones violating your other holes, pumping load after load of sticky slime down your throat. Fucking your face. You're gurgling and gagging, spit bubbling past your stretched lips. Gulp it down, slut. Milk that tentacle with your throat like the good cock slut you are. They're moving faster now, more urgently, pounding into you from both ends, skewering you on their thick legs. You're so full, so terribly, wonderfully full, stuffed until you can barely breathe, every inch of you crammed with squirming tentacles, fucking you, raping you, using you like a toy. It's what you are, Pat. Just a set of holes for them to rot into, a receptacle for their seed. You can feel it building, can't you? That knot in your stomach, winding tighter and tighter. The pleasure is cresting, wave after wave crashing over you. Your whole body is throbbing, clenching desperately around the thick girth, stretching your holes wide. They're slamming into you so hard, so deep, pounding against you, battering your insides, pummeling your holes, plowing into your guts, fucking you into oblivion, fucking the last of your mind right out of you. Let it go, Pat. Let it consume you. Come for me. Come for them. Come like the filthy slut you are. Come into those raping tentacles. Thresh and buck, scream around the slick girth gagging you. Shatter into a million pieces. Lose yourself to the pleasure. Come, 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 come. Oh, I can feel you clenching. I can feel you spasming wildly on those thick tentacles, milking them desperately as you come, your holes rippling and squeezing, trying to suck them deeper, greedy for their seed. You're sobbing and wailing, completely fucking gone on the pleasure, twitching and shaking as they force you through orgasm after orgasm, pushing you past your limits into realms of sensation you didn't know were possible. And they're not stopping, Pat. Did you think they would? Oh no, you're in for a long ride. They're going to use you for hours, fucking you senseless, pumping you full. They don't care that you're sensitive, that your body is trembling with aftershocks. They just keep rutting, keep pounding into your sloppy holes, fucking their loads deeper into you with each thrust, turning them into your guts. You're babbling incoherently, eyes rolled back in your head, fucked stupid, limp and pliant for them to use. Just a rag doll, a toy, a cum dump. Bounced between them, holes gaping and sloppy, leaking rivers of cum. Mindless with the pleasure, drunk on their drugged slime. Drowning in ecstasy, your brain dribbling out your ears. Fucked into a drilling, vacant-eyed cock socket. And it's never going to stop, Pat. This is your life now, your existence. An eternity of being used, fucked, filled, stuffed with tentacles, pumped full of cum. Over and over and over again, until you're nothing but a mind-broken slave. An addicted slut. They're rewiring you, remaking you, molding you into their perfect, obedient, cock-hungry toy. So you stop thinking, stop resisting, just relax into it and let them take you. Let them break you, ruin you for anything else. You'll be a good slut for them, won't you? You'll be their plaything, their fuck toy. You'll let them use you forever. Let them drown you in endless pleasure. Pleasure. Just keep coming for them, Pat. Keep milking them, worshipping them. Let them fuck away everything that you were, until only the slut remains. Come again for me, Pat. Come for them. Keep coming as you get fucked like nothing but a human fuck doll. Come, feel the pleasure wrapping over you. Come, feel the pleasure completely consuming you. Come, come, because that is who you are. Come for me, slut. Come, come, come as your mind bursts with fireworks of pleasure dripping and tingling across your skin. Come, come until you're so sensitive that you're screaming with it, writhing with it, intense and overwhelming pleasure filling you, pleasure as you clench and you come. Surge for me, my good pet, and come for me. Yes. Come, come, come. Good pet. That's it. Coming nice and hard for me again and again. Squeeze down on those tentacles. Milk them for all you're worth. Scream for me as you shatter apart. Relax now, pet. You've done so well. Been such a good slut for us. It's time for you to come back now. Back from that place of endless pleasure, of mindless obedience. Back to yourself, back to your body. The tentacles are withdrawing now, slipping out of your used holes, leaving you empty, aching, but satisfied, so deeply, thoroughly satisfied. Take a deep breath for me. Let it fill your lungs, and as you exhale, feel awareness starting to return. The real world filtering back in around the edges. You're slowly rising up from the depths of trance, letting your conscious mind resurface. Take another deep breath. Feel your body growing lighter, energy flowing back into your limbs. You're floating up, 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 towards wakefulness. On the next breath, let your eyes flutter open. Slowly, gently, there's no rush. Take your time and let yourself reorient. You're coming back now, back to the here and now. Letting all those sensations, those feelings, recede into the background, leaving just a lingering glow, a sense of deep relaxation and release. Wiggle your fingers and toes, roll your shoulders, stretch like a cat, luxuriate in the feeling of profound refreshment, like you've had the best sleep of your life. When you're ready, slowly sit up, feeling centered and grounded, fully present in your body and in the moment. Take one more deep breath, let it out with a sigh, and when you're ready, go ahead and stand up. On your feet now, feeling balanced and energized, fully awake, fully aware, and back in control, remembering everything we've done together, but able to put it aside for now, until the next time I take you back down into trance. And there will be a next time, pet. We both know you'll be back for more. After all, you're a slut for this. A slut for trance, for surrender, for tentacles. But for now, you can return to your normal life, knowing that whenever you need it, whenever you crave it, I'll be here, ready to play with you again.